From films to food ordering, our world is increasingly held in the digital sphere, and this change in behaviour has led to a vast increase in data, and that data has to be stored. We've mentioned before on the programme how big data means big warehouses full of the hard drives, power supplies and the air conditioning needed to keep them all cool.
But now researchers at Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands have come up with a new way to store data at thousands of times the density by using individual atoms. Claire Armstrong spoke with Sundar Orta to hear how.
What we've been able to do is to essentially make a hard disk where you can store data in the forms of zeros and ones, just like you do on a regular hard disk, except that here the bits are all encoded by a single atom. There's just one atom for each bit, and then the position of that atom tells you whether the bit is a zero or a one. You can really compare it to, I think it's called an abacus, right? One of those old-fashioned calculators where you move beads around.
Yeah.
Here you're moving the atoms around, and that's exactly what you do. And that's how we store the data.
Oh, okay. That's quite a nice analogy, actually, an abacus. And how are you actually doing this? What kind of atoms are you using?
We are using chlorine atoms on a copper surface. And that was actually the big discovery here. We found that these chlorine atoms on this crystalline copper surface, which is perfectly flat, also forms a very smooth, regular grid of atoms. And then in that grid of atoms, we actually put on just too few chlorine atoms, essentially. And as a result, there were some atoms missing. So you have holes in the surface. And then it really looks like a sliding puzzle where one piece is missing and you can slide a piece towards a hole. And that's how you can move things around.
Okay, wow. So you're really controlling things here at the atomic level.
Yeah.
How do you move an atom?
So we do this work with a so-called tunneling microscope, an STM. That technique has been around since the 1980s. It consists of a very sharp needle that scans over the surface. And it kind of looks like a record player. And that needle is so sharp that it can feel the individual atoms on the surface. So it scans over the surface line by line. And then if you put all those height profiles together, you get your picture of where the atoms are. Now, once the picture is finished, you can then take your STM tip back to whichever atom you would like to move, and then use that same needle to move it around. Now, there's a few different techniques to do this. So either you can use the atom to drag them, or in some cases, you can even pick up the atom and put them down. But in this particular study, we found that we just needed to bring down the tip. And as a result, we inject a current basically in the atom that we want to move. And that current is in the order of a microamp, which sounds like a very small number, but is an enormous amount of current for that single atom. And that causes the atom locally to heat up a bit. And that gives it enough energy to make the jump to the neighboring empty site where it then goes to.
Okay, so by using this very sharp needle and the current, you can push the atoms around, and by pushing them to different positions, that means you're storing different types of data. How fast can you read and write to this new hard drive?
Right, yeah. So there we come to the slightly less good news of this this whole achievement. The read and write speed is still very slow. We actually didn't optimize to get to the fastest read or write speed yet. So at the moment, in order to read the kilobyte, we would need an hour. In order to rewrite it, we would need 3 hours. So that is almost ridiculous when you compare it to speeds that we normally have on a hard drive. However, the dynamics of these atoms are ultra fast, right? So in principle, there is no limitation why this could not be sped up to, let's say, a megabit per second, as we see on a hard drive. However, I do recognize that there is quite a lot of technological barriers to be taken here. So it will definitely be a long time before we get there. Data storage is, to my opinion, just an example here. It's a demonstration of what we are able to do. But I think there is a much more profound message here, which is that we have been able to manipulate the world on a scale that was just impossible before. So we humans have now been able to build things on a scale of individual atoms. And if you think about it, that would eventually enable us to perhaps even tinker with how materials work and what kind of properties materials have. If we could really choose ourselves where the atoms go, we could build all kinds of circuits maybe on the atomic scale. And I don't know what the possibilities will be in future, but I'm sure that it will be way cooler than just data storage. Data storage is just a bit of a lame example in that sense. And by lack of any imagination, it's the best we can show, but there will be much more than that.
1 kilobyte an hour. Whew, that could give my home internet connection a run for its money. That was Sundar Orta, and he was speaking with Claire Armstrong about the work that he and his team published in Nature Nanotechnology this week.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Kat Arney, and with Chris Smith.
Still to come, the wild birds that lead hunters to honey in return for a treat, and what are the fuels of the future? But before that,